I'm Jay DeVolio, founder of FrugalCenter.com. Thank you once again for tuning in to the FrugalCenter.com podcast series. In this issue, entitled Job Hunting and Interviewing, we will be discussing some strategies for job hunting. And then once you've got the job, we discuss some ways you can make a good, lasting impression. When looking for that job that hopefully will be a labor of love, there are certain things you can do to help you find and secure that job. There are so many ways now to search for a job. There are free websites, paid services, also known as headhunters, personal networks, general advertisements in magazines, the internet and newspapers. You've even seen advertisements on the side of the road or posted on bulletin boards for help wanted positions. A first step is getting your resume in shape to be attractive to the employers by whom you are looking to get hired. Next, you need to build your profile on and upload your resume to the website through which you may search for or be matched with available jobs. Then you need to start looking for the jobs that interest you and for which you are qualified. Also, while looking for the job, you should start rehearsing your interview. Rehearsing for the interview is really preparing to put your best foot forward during that brief opportunity to explain to your interviewer why you should be hired over all the other candidates. The things that go into obtaining the interview, preparing for, and executing the interview are 1. Researching the company for which you want to be employed. 2. Preparing a winning resume and persuasive cover letter to attract the attention of the prospective employer. 3. Making the call to set up the interview. 4. Rehearsing what the interviewer may ask and knowing the appropriate answers. There are some general interview tips which you should make second nature for every interview, but also there are specific questions that may be asked based upon your individual skills and the skills necessary to do the job. 5. Your appearance and mannerisms during the interview. Unfortunately, some people judge a book by its cover, so make sure you look good, smell good, and sound good for your interview. And 6, the actual interview, which consists of A, the introduction at the reception center, B, waiting to be interviewed. Believe it or not, you may be observed while you are waiting. C, the interview itself. D, the exit from the interview. E, the thank you note, which is an important, nice touch that is seldom used these days. And F, the follow-up call. Fortunately, at FrugalCenter.com, we have some templates for resumes and cover letters, along with other information that may help you look for, secure, and prepare for the interview, and possibly help you secure the job you want. However, during this podcast, we are introducing you to the things you need to be aware of to be successful in securing that job. It is your responsibility to get the detail on that which we introduce here. Research exhaustively the company for which you want to work. Get to know what they do, how they do it, who they do it with, and who is actually doing it. Use the internet to get the search going. Read about their successes and failures, their trends in business, such as expansions, layoffs, acquisitions, and who their competitors are. Check out their website and any news articles written about the company. Make your resume clear, concise, chronological, dynamic, and truthful. Definitely check out the templates at FrugalCenter.com. Draft your cover letter to be dynamic, persuasive, and again, clear and concise. And by all means, ask for the interview in the cover letter. People can easily forget to ask for the interview while boasting about their accomplishments. Again, check out the templates at FrugalCenter.com. Make the call to the employer to secure the interview. Be sure you send the resume in the format they want. Send it to the appropriate person and send it before any deadline for applying has passed. But remember, when you make the call, be respectful, confident, and have a notepad and pen next to you so you can write down all the appropriate information provided for getting to where you are going and meeting the correct person. You must dress your best for the interview, which is really the first step in putting your best foot forward in the interview. Pay what you can to buy the best clothes you can for the interview. Get your hair done. Groom as best you can to look your very best. Also, when you have taken the time to look your best, you tend to feel better about yourself and present yourself with confidence. Some things to know for the interview. 1. Know your strengths. Be able to articulate one, such as, I go the extra mile. I don't give up. 2. Know your weaknesses. Be able to articulate one, such as, I don't know when to quit. 3. Be able to discuss your education. What was your major and what other activities did you take part in while in school? You want to discuss if you have special skills in a trade or any special licenses that may set you apart from other candidates. 4. Be able to discuss your former job experience and why you are no longer at your job. 5. Be able to discuss any gaps you have in your employment chronology. 6. Know why you want the job for which you are interviewing. 7. Know what you can offer to that employer. 8. Know your favorite quote, in other words, a motto you live by. And the last book you read, be able to discuss each. 9. Look your interviewer in the eye, but of course don't stare. 10. Depending upon the situation and the type of interview, don't be afraid to repeat the question asked so you are sure you understand it correctly. Sometimes the interviewer may present you with a scenario which you are supposed to explain how you would handle. So repeat it back to them so you show them that you are detail-oriented. Remember the carpenter's motto, measure twice, cut once. 11. Don't forget to ask for the job before you exit the interview. 12. Say thank you at the end of the interview. 13. Write a thank you note and again ask for the job. With regard to dressing for success, wear clothes that fit. Buy classic styles, nothing flashy, so they don't go out of style. 2. Have a good haircut. 3. Have clean hands and well-manicured nails. Don't forget about the handshake. 4. Have a solid handshake, not the cold fish, and also not the handshake of Hercules. 5. Shine your shoes and make sure they fit. You want to be comfortable. 6. Bring a portfolio with a pad, pen, your resume, a letter of reference from a former manager or professor if it's appropriate, and also a writing sample. Make sure you map out how to get to the interview, including where you can park and how much it costs, where the office is located, and any security you need to navigate. The military does it before any mission. They call it recon. Do your recon so you are never caught flat-footed, ending up late, or looking like you don't know what you're doing. Once you've aced the interview by following the guidelines above, make sure you follow up with a thank you note to the interviewer. See the templates at FugleCenter.com. And if you haven't heard anything in 2 weeks, call to follow up to check on the status. And finally, if you don't get that job for which you've interviewed, try again. Don't get discouraged. Reflect, see where you can improve from the last time, and keep at it. Remember, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Thank you for listening to this edition of FugleCenter.com's podcast series entitled Job Hunting and Interviewing.